Happy Friday, January the 25th, 2019. It is the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 143. Fix your loneliness epidemic. Yesterday we asked the question if you had one, and it may not be an epidemic, but loneliness is certainly something that afflicts all of us at some point or another. Not everything can be fixed. There are some problems that just have to be endured. Thankfully, loneliness does not fall into the category of unfixable. I believe it can be fixed. Better yet, I believe it should be fixed. We owe it to ourselves, and we owe it to the people who care about us, I think, to avoid falling into the abyss of hopelessness prompted by our loneliness. Now, admittedly, there are many forms of loneliness, and I am not here to give you dating advice. I would be more tempted to give you marriage advice. After 41 years of successful marriage, I have learned a thing or three, but it feels arrogant. It feels arrogant for me to go there, at least for today, so I'm not going to do that. Today, I'm going to focus on professional loneliness, the kind of loneliness that a CEO, that an entrepreneur, that a business owner feels, a team leader, a department head, leaders. The kind of loneliness that we feel when we are operating our business, leading our team, and we feel all alone in the effort. There is a fix for that. Actually, there's more than one fix. Let's talk about understanding the context. This is a universal problem with loneliness, finding and connecting with people who really understand. Watch and listen to other people. Watch and listen to yourself. Isolation, even professional isolation, it can just become an easy habit to maintain. I'm reminded of how late last year, actor Jim Carrey, he talked openly about his intentional isolation. And sometime earlier, a quote, it made the rounds, and it was attributed to him, to Jim Carrey. And the quote was, "Solitude is dangerous. It's very addictive. And it becomes a habit after you realize how peaceful and calm it is. It's like you don't want to deal with people anymore because they drain your energy." Now, I tried to find out if indeed he said that or he wrote that, and I honestly don't know. I couldn't find out. It's all over the internet. That doesn't mean it's true, as we well know. But I remember it got my attention, and it got my attention on a number of levels. For starters, isolation can be dangerous. Well, it's not necessarily dangerous. We all need some time alone. Introverts need more of it than others. I know because I am one. I am that rare personality that is introverted, but I appear extroverted. For me, it's about energy. I have to intentionally withdraw periodically and embrace some isolation. And if I don't, then I'm not able to recharge myself. Now, it's not a long-term sustained isolation. I know when it's coming. That is, I can sense the need for it, and so I do it. And it's just because too much interaction with too many people drains me emotionally and mentally and physically. Reason? Super off-the-charts empathy. For some, isolation can be more dangerous than for others, and so it goes with the addictive nature of that quote by Jim Carrey of isolation. I'm sure for some of us, the quote could be true, but I know for other people, well, they would find it nearly impossible to enjoy isolation, much less become addicted to it. One size does not fit all, which is why you constantly hear me admonish you, you'll figure it out. As always, I'm here to help. I'm here to try to accelerate it. But in the end, each one of us have got to make up our own mind, take accountability for our own decisions, our own lives, and determine that we're going to do whatever it is we think is best. For me, isolation can be peaceful and calm, but it can also, depending on what's happening with me, it can be chaotic and it can be filled with anxiety. Just depends. So here's the deal. You have to understand you. And that may be the toughest order of the day. No, that is the toughest order of the day. You understanding you. Self-awareness is very, very hard for most of us. I mean, we have a view of ourselves, but it may be inaccurate, maybe grossly inaccurate. The best way to know the truth is to get various outside perspectives. How do others see us? It's It's all part of unearthing the context that's necessary to understand ourselves better. Do I sound tired to you? It's Friday. It's been a long week. And I'll give you a true story. I was up all night. I've been up all night. So I'm recording this, you know, right before I release it. And I was up pretty much all night the night before. I'm working on a project. So I do suffer hopeless insomnia. There's that. But I apologize. I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you and I'm realizing I kind of sound, and of course the subject would be self-awareness, wouldn't it? I'm sitting here thinking, I sound like I'm just dragging. Well, it's because I am. Okay, let's amp this thing up. Deep breath. Loneliness is not determined by a majority vote. So I'm not going to encourage you, okay, go talk to as many people as you can. Well, self-awareness isn't determined by that either. You know, we determine it. We feel how we feel. Loneliness isn't determined by the presence or the absence of people either. And that can sound just, wait a minute, you, what? That's right. It's not determined by the presence or the absence of people. We can be in a crowded room and be very lonely. We can be married and sleeping right next to our spouse and feel isolated and lonely. And there may be no deeper loneliness than that kind of loneliness, the loneliness of just being a foot away from somebody that we are close to, and yet we feel isolated and alone. Well, let's talk about doing something about it. We're going to end the week on a high note with some positive actions that we can take. Recognition is paramount. You already know the truth. And so now is the time to come to grips with the reality of it and the depth of it. We're all lonely now and again. It's normal. But is your loneliness chronic? Does your loneliness sweep over you and settle in for days at a time, maybe weeks, maybe months? Does your loneliness, and you may not have enough self-awareness to realize this, but does your loneliness impede your ability to grow, to improve? Professionally, based on my decades of leadership experience and my years of coaching other leaders and emerging leaders, fear is a major driver, and we can easily underestimate the value of fear, or maybe I should say the consequences of it. We're afraid people will think we're weak. We may be afraid that, well, people will think I don't know what I'm doing. People will think I don't know what to do. Well, are you ready to hear some irony? I will bet that you proudly acknowledge that you are not, repeat, you are not the smartest person in the room. You likely don't have any problem telling people that you're not the smartest person in the room. And I would bet that the majority of you genuinely feel that way. But here you are, driven to isolation, driven to loneliness by your own fear to demonstrate that fact to people. The fact that you aren't the smartest person in the room, meaning you think you're the smartest person in the room, and it's more important for you to continue to front that than it is for you to learn, to understand, and grow. Have I got that right? Yeah, see what I mean? Fear isn't always rational for any of us. Self-doubt's real too. Voices in our head that often grow louder and louder and louder, and frankly, with loneliness and isolation, they just get louder and louder and louder, and they fuel our loneliness, and we just get lonelier and lonelier. I've got a 3-year-old grandson. You are going to have to go to the website. I know that you don't like to go to websites, but I'm gonna tell you to. Go to growgreat.com, find brief number 143 for today's date, January 25, 2019, because you're going to want to see a video. I promise. It's only like a minute long, but yeah, you are going to want to see it. I've got a 3-year-old grandson, and he's just about fearless. Over a year ago, I nicknamed him Road Rash Roy because he is so fearless. He always had some major, a minor scrape, you know, a knee, a forehead, nose. And I know he's going to begin to doubt himself over time. And part of that is going to be wisdom that he's going to be learning. He's going to be able to discern dangers, and that's going to be invaluable to him. The problem is seeing danger where there isn't any, or seeing risk where it's not, well, it either doesn't exist or it's not that big a deal. What if you could approach life like an adventurous 3-year-old? He's confident, he gets lots of attention, gets lots of encouragement. Yeah, okay, it helps that he's three, and it also helps that he's pretty cute. Road Rash Roy is not lonely. He's okay playing by himself, even though he's the youngest of three, but he doesn't lack much of anything. I'm pretty focused on doing my part as Papa to serve him so that he can keep this momentum going. I get that we are not able to go back in time and become an adventurous three-year-old filled with confidence and curiosity. If we could, don't we all know we would be unstoppable? We would absolutely be unstoppable. Instead, we're quite stoppable. And yet nothing has changed, except the noise that we have brought into our head from all the naysayers who may surround us, the voices which have been placed in our head and which we have let gain volume over time, they defeat us. Road Rash Roy didn't have any of these things 18 months ago, and there's a video that's going to be proof of that. He's got low-level noise in his head right now. You can see it. You can see it in how he behaves and the differences over the last year. It's mostly good, but it's not always. It's manifested in timidity. He's a bit more timid than he was a year ago. All of this affects our loneliness. Now, I know that Roy, and that's not his real name, Roy, I just nicknamed him Road Rash Roy, and I told you why. I know that Roy's going to battle the same things that we all do because he's living in the same world we are. He's going to be influenced by the idiots who surround him, the naysayers, the doubters, the judgers. I'm optimistic, though. He's also going to be influenced by people like me, those of us who are wise. And I'm battling really hard to make sure that he embraces the wisdom that surrounds him. Well, what does all that have to do with fixing your loneliness epidemic? Courage. Just courage, which is everything. Courage to connect. Courage to communicate. Courage to collaborate. I'm a guitar nerd of sorts, which is really super stupid and crazy because I don't play the guitar. I don't know how to play the guitar. I always wanted to, but evidently did not have enough determination to devote myself to it. I've always owned a guitar. That's right. A guitar, one at a time. And I've done that for a long time. Right now, as I'm recording, I am 8 feet away from a guitar sitting in a nice hard shell case right now, an acoustic guitar. I know way more about guitars than any non-guitarist should. Well, the other night, 2 nights ago, I'm watching this YouTube video on this new guitar produced by Fender. And there's a short video that tells the remarkable story. I think it's about 7 minutes long. That's also going to be embedded. So there's another reason to go to the website. It's a remarkable story of guys who love guitars connecting, communicating, and collaborating to create a brand new guitar built by Fender, a guitar that has never existed before. And it doesn't matter if you're not into music or guitars. Just watch the little 7-minute video in the context of the courage to connect, the courage to communicate, and the courage to collaborate. Because until now, these cats at Fender and some other folks had not come together, but they did. And what they created, they think is magic. Maybe your loneliness is not epidemic, like I said right off the bat. Maybe it's on and off, but I can guarantee it's problematic because when it's on, when you're most alone, it's damaging. It's holding you back. It's sticking you. It's eroding what could have been. Maybe even what should have been. Greatness is the result of collaboration. And I intentionally put two other C's in front of it because without them, you don't get to collaboration. Connect, communicate. All three C words are verbs. Connect, communicate, collaborate. They're action words. And that's how you fix your loneliness. You take action. Meaningful, purposeful, intentional action. And all of those, I intentionally preceded them with another C word. Courage, because without it, you're not going to take the action. The dictionary defines courage as mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Well, I don't agree with that. Some people think that courage is fearlessness, or as that definition describes, it's overcoming fear. I don't believe that. Rather, I believe courage is the willingness to venture in spite of fear. It's the drive to do the thing, whatever the thing is, even though you're afraid, because the need is so great, maybe. think about first responders. You think they're fearless? They're not fearless. They just realize the need is so great, they do it anyway. It may be because the desire is so strong, you and your business. It's the ability to act like that confident three-year-old, to move quickly toward what you most want without concern. I know the next dilemma. Who? With whom do I connect? Well, that's for you to figure out. Look around at the possibilities. Go ahead, take an aim at making a connection and give it a go. If it fails, well, then it wasn't meant to be. Move on, try again. Road Rash Roy tries a lot of things. He doesn't succeed first at all of them. Sometimes he does, and that fuels his confidence to, okay, try something else. So let's follow this three-year-old's lead. Be purposeful. Be intentional. Communicate. Share whatever you want to share. Offer whatever you'd like to offer. If you've connected with the right somebody, it's going to resonate with them. They're going to be empathetic. They're going to be helpful. Collaborate. Now, that doesn't mean you do business together necessarily. You might. But it just means that it's a mutually beneficial relationship. It means that you're willing to give something of value, not just take. I know how hard this is. I absolutely positively know how hard this is, which is why I'm launching the Peer Advantage by Bula Network, an intentional place where seven entrepreneurs can come together online using a video conferencing platform to get to know each other, help each other, grow great together and individually, because they're courageous enough to connect, to communicate, and to collaborate, because they're curious enough to want to achieve more in their business and in their life. Now, that's somewhat easier to do when you all know that. That is why we're here. And when you know everybody in the room is in a very similar position, it provides this common context that we need for safety, security, and growth. Why? Well, because we all get each other. We understand each other. Road Rash Roy feels safe. It's largely why he has the courage he does. Here he was over a year ago, this video is proof that I'm not just telling you some story. You're going to see this diaper-wearing kid. It's a minute, 13-second video. Please go to growgreat.com. Find episode 143 for January the 25th, 2019. Just take a gander at this beggar. If you are a U.S.-based entrepreneur ready to grow your business, your leadership, and your life, please visit thepeeradvantage.com. It would mean the world to me if you would at least give it a glancing look and some consideration, thepeeradvantage.com. I would like for you to join. I'm going to be forming two groups of seven, and you can read all the details over at that web address. There it is. Much longer episode than I intended. I'm not sorry. I'm dragging. Come on. Help a brother out. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Have a great weekend, and Lord willing, I'll see you Monday.